Dreamscape presents One for the Books by Jen McKinley, narrated by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1. Why is everyone staring at us? Lindsay Norris asked her fiancé, Mike Sullivan, known to everyone in their small Connecticut shoreline town as Sully.
Are they staring at us?
He looked up from his phone where he was scanning the news, which for him meant the current sports scores, and glanced around the shop. Yes, she confirmed, and it's kind of creepy. Having slept late that morning, they were in line at the bakery, which was tucked into the back corner of the town's lone grocery store. Their dog Heathcliff was sitting between their feet and behaving like a perfect gentleman. So Lindsay was certain he wasn't the one drawing the attention of every other customer in the bakery their way.
You're right, he said. They are staring.
But why? She asked. She gave each of their persons a quick visual scan. They were both dressed with buttons aligned and zippers up and clothes right side out. There were no spectacular bedhead or egregious stains to be seen. Having been the focus of unwanted attention a few months before, being stared at still gave Lindsay the odd twinge of anxiety. Sully put his arm around her in a comforting gesture and pulled her close, kissing the top of her head.
Wild guess here, but I imagine it's because we're getting married in just over a week.
Yes, but it's a tiny ceremony on Belle Island, she pointed out. Just family and close friends. Hardly an event worth noting.
People like weddings.